All right, so the first what in the world that we're going to talk about is money. This is something that doesn't get talked about a lot and something that you don't think of until you have a problem with it. But I looked it up, and, well, first of all, how many of you are 15 to 18 years old? 15 to 18, okay, so the overwhelming majority, probably two-thirds of you. The average 15 to 8-year-old, or 15 to 18-year-old, owes $3,000 in credit card debt. Let that sink in. That's your age. They owe $3,000, the average, right? So when they grow up, the 20 to 29-year-old category owes an average of $23,000 in debt. It gets worse as you grow up. The average American is $137,063 in debt. That's a lot of money. And the average trend in America is to spend lots of money, money that you don't have, and then you get into debt and like have one of those problems. So what does the Bible say about this? I know it's a what in the world, like how does someone spend that much money? $137,000, that's a lot of money. What does the Bible say? Real quick, Proverbs 22:7 says, the borrower is servant to the lender. See, a popular philosophy and the way a lot of people think, teenagers, 20-year-olds, adults, all the way up to, you know, the average American, however, that's the full age category, but they think of how big the limit is on their credit card. You know, they want something new, and they're like, well, my credit card limit is $9,000, so I have up to $9,000, and they don't think about what they actually have in the bank. So a biblical philosophy mentality would be, how much money do I have, rather than how much money can I spend? Because those are two different things, right? And so when you get into college, your parents will probably get you a credit card, or you at least have a debit card. And one of the things that you need to be thinking about is living within your means. If you don't have the money, don't spend it. And sometimes it's hard, you know, you want something new, your friends, they have something, and you're like, man, it's only this much money. If I get it now, I can pay it back slowly, and all sorts of stuff, and then you start getting into debt like everyone else. I want to leave you with one more verse, and that's in 1 Timothy 6. And this is more of a caution that Paul gave to Timothy. Verse 8, it says, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into a temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. A lot of people think of life as how much money you can get. And they'll set goals, you know, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 35, or I want to do this, I want to have a huge house, I want to have a pool in my backyard, whatever it is. And some of those things aren't bad, but the way that it gets evil is if that's everything that you think about. That is what you're placing priority over. Remember how the verse said some have erred from the faith? So when you place finances over spiritual things, that's when you start falling into the temptation and the snare that Satan has set up. So live within your means. When you start, maybe you have a job right now, save up your money and then buy something with the money you own rather than the credit card limit that you have. So what in the world? Spend your money wisely. Don't be the average American that gets into a lot of debt. Brother Scott.